do your thing. I mean, this is so like basic 1, 2, 3 music, you know, to do list, but really do your thing, because when you do your thing and you're good in what you're doing and people resonate with you, the trend catches up with you eventually. And this is the thing. We never had this. What is even on trend? We have so many fucking micro trends anyway. Yeah. Everything is trendy. That's it. Everything is trendy. Everything. So there's a moment, there's a scene for everything.
Und ich glaube, wir haben halt irgendwann mal realisiert, Musik ist ja kein Wettbewerb. Weißt du, es ist ein endlos langer Tisch und jeder stellt einfach seinen Sessel dazu. Aber es ist ja nicht so, dass dir jetzt nur eine Band gefällt und du gehst jetzt nur zu diesem einen Konzert. Also ich glaube, jeder hat so Minimum 20, 30 MusikerInnen, die er gerne hört und wo er super gerne auf ein Konzert gehen will. Aber es ist nicht so wie, dass ich jetzt nur von einem Fußballclub der Fan bin und alle anderen sind doof. Also das ist ja das Schöne an der Musik, dass es einfach eine offene Fläche ist, ja. Und wenn man das mal realisiert, dann ist da so viel weniger Druck da und so viel weniger Stress. Dankeschön für eure Zeit, Patricia, Paul. Wir werden ein bisschen hin und her switchen, sage ich jetzt eingangs, zwischen Englisch und Deutsch. Ist das okay für euch auch so,
ja,
wenn wir das so machen?
Fix.
Wie geht's euch jetzt? Ihr habt ja das zweite Album, steht jetzt quasi in den Startlöchern. War das, man sagt ja so gern, dass das erste Album schreibt sich, da hat man irgendwie ewig Zeit dafür. Und für das zweite Album ist das dann irgendwie oft nicht mehr so der Fall. Wie war das bei euch jetzt, quasi dieser Prozess vom ersten zum zweiten Album zu gehen?
Grundsätzlich war es so, also das erste Album hat sich bei uns eigentlich relativ organisch ergeben. Also ich war halt davor schon in Musikprojekten unterwegs, für die Patricia war es das erste Musikprojekt und irgendwie hat sich das dann alles so natürlich entwickelt. Also das war zeitweise nicht wirklich so ein Faktor, aber wir wussten, wir wollten ein Album schreiben. Und jetzt beim zweiten Album, da hatten wir halt schon die Erfahrung durch die Tourneen vom ersten Album und Supports etc. Und da wussten wir wollen jetzt ein Album schreiben, damit wir wieder gescheit touren können, damit wir unsere Musik noch mehr Leuten präsentieren können. Also da war jetzt keine Deadline da oder auch kein Druck, aber es fühlte sich wieder natürlich an, dass jetzt die Zeit dafür da ist. Mhm. Also, und nachdem wir aktuell 100% Indie sind, wir sind unser eigenes Label, eigenes Management, haben wir für uns einfach beschlossen, hey, jetzt ist eigentlich wieder mal Zeit, alles, was wir jetzt geschrieben haben, auch in einem Album zu manifestieren.
Also, weil du gemeint hast, kein Druck, aber habt ihr euch selber vielleicht irgendwie Druck gemacht? Was there like some pressure you made yourself?
I think for the first album, I think every artist, first project somehow, you have been working on it all your life, right? And then it comes, and I think the first albums are always the ones that had the longest conceptualization time. Mm-hmm. It's been basically whole life. And of course, like, for this second album, I think we somehow got it quite fast, that this whole music thing, for us at least, is about having fun, about communicating. So I think the first album that had this need of, hey, this is who I am, and now this second album has been, hey, this is what we want, and we want to have fun. Yeah, so this is basically like somehow the it's not like that we pressure ourselves with the first album. It's just that maybe, you know, music is a language and we still did not maybe master the whole skill of speaking this language or finding the right words. And now somehow we maybe figured, you know what, let's just speak whatever, because we experienced with the first album that, you know, you go out with your songs for the first time and you are, of course, like, you do things for yourself, but you are craving this connection with people and you don't know it. And in the first album, we saw, okay, so these things I put out, that I am sometimes thinking, maybe it does not make sense to anyone. Maybe this is a little bit too complicated. And then we are a live band, so we're touring and we actually connect with the real people. And then you see, they understood, or it connected with them, or actually I didn't meant it like this, but they took this meaning out of it. And this is so nice. And then you realize that the music is a living organic thing. And I think with this whole mindset, we went into the second album.
Das heißt, wenn ich euch richtig verstehe, dann war quasi das erste Album mal eher grundsätzlich für euch. Also ihr habt das mal für euch gemacht und wusstet gar nicht natürlich, wie das irgendwie draußen in der Welt quasi so ankommen wird, oder?
Ja.
Genau, ja. Und
because you don't know, right? Like with, like we never toured. Like I mean, Paul had the experience, but obviously this is a new project. It was a new project for him, so. And for me, I'm never. Like, this was really my coming out of the closet as a musician. And so you have no clue, right? Like, you cannot eventually, like, start already, like, with something that, with this feeling of connectedness. You just put something out and it connects with the people and then the conversation starts. So.
Yeah, wie du sagst, es ist eigentlich ein Dialog dann geworden. Mm-hmm. Also, es ist, glaube ich, bei jedem oder bei jeder Musikerin so, dass man am Anfang so ein bisschen die Angst davor hat, so screaming into the void. Mm-hmm. Aber wenn das dann nicht nur Echo ist, sondern real eine Konversation entsteht, das ist extrem schön. Und das war irgendwie so eine extrem coole Erfahrung und eine schöne Motivation, das ist dann weiterzuentwickeln und die Konversation fortzuführen.
Aber war quasi dieses erste Album, das ist ja 2023 erschienen, oder?
Ja.
War das aber schon grundsätzlich, oder war das schon eure Intention, auch damit auf Tour zu gehen, quasi damit in die Welt rauszugehen?
Sowieso. Also wir wussten eigentlich von Anfang an, dass wir viel touren wollen, also dass das definitiv unser Ding ist. Dass es dann auch passiert, das war schon eine schöne Überraschung, das schon. Und
yeah, also like the album was a little bit like psychotherapy. I guess many musicians say the same, but it is how it is, right? And it was like, I don't know, like we were grieving, and it was of course more of a dark time, and so it was more of a, like, that's why it's called Strange Rituals, because it was this collection of rituals that you do. Like the whole process of the album is somehow towards the light, back to the light from the darkness. And let's say, of course, the difference with the new album is that now, like, I mean, we're skipping the part which was shaping the second album the most, which was, it started and it ended differently than we expected. Because when we started, we had
the second album now.
Yes, because when we started, we had basically a management, and we had this whole, like, let's say, the industry fancy-pancy system structure. Yeah. And then the first song came out, and we were gonna go into this, you know, the manager and the blah, blah, blah. And then our ex-manager ripped us off, and we figured, like, quite fast after the first release that, fuck, for a whole year, all the cash went to him and no one else, no partner, no one got paid, nothing. And then you realize this after a release already, where you already announced to be a partner, that you're gonna have an album, and suddenly it was like, oh, fuck. And this was really a moment of, okay, we cannot keep repeating this formula. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we realize this can break us, or this can catapult. Like, this can be something that many projects will die when something like this happens. And then obviously put a lot of things into perspective. And it was like, okay, let's throw everything out of the house, and let's clean the house, and let's put in it what is really necessary. So it was like, of course, it was a big shit, obviously. and we still did not see the money. But it kind of then, it was this aha moment. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. This is what the second album is going to be about. Like, let's stop it with the metaphors. We have to go straight. What do we want here? What is the thing that makes this project alive? Because this is what we have to feed right now, because this was a big blow. And I think with this whole mindset that came from a negative aspect, it kind of pushed forward the whole thing, like, to a level where we are actually very still dissociated still with some good stuff that's happening, and also how the people supported, you know, because sometimes you know when bad things happen, it also makes you reevaluate who is in your life, or in that case, who is in the project. And now we know who's in is in, like, full, 100%. And yeah, I think that's why, let's say the other album was more like shadow work, and this one has been more light, basically pure light.
So, wann habt ihr so neu starten müssen, oder wann war euch klar, okay, das müssen wir jetzt quasi neu beginnen? Auch das Projekt vielleicht bis zu einem gewissen
Jahr. Ziemlich genau vor einem Jahr. Ja. Also, ziemlich sogar haargenau vor einem Jahr.
Ja, also, wir haben gerade, Diary.
Ja, wir waren gerade auf Tour und dann kam, also haben wir die News entdeckt, und das war dann wirklich für uns, wie Patrice gesagt hat, entweder das war's oder jetzt geht's erst richtig los. Und zum Glück haben wir uns für das Zweiteres entschieden. Das war auch eine bewusste Entscheidung, weil, ja. Und ja, der Rückhalt war auch immens. Also auch unsere Fans oder auch unsere Friends und Family, die waren einfach alle da, und es hat alle irgendwie viel enger zusammengeschworen. Und es war auf einmal war es so klar, wohin die Reise gehen soll. Und es hat sich auch voll ausgezahlt bisweilen. Ja.
Und das war für euch auch so ein bisschen die Entscheidung, alles selber jetzt zu machen?
We always knew that we can do it ourselves. I mean, I know it's, I mean, the album is called Humble, so no surprise if I'm not gonna sound like, but honestly, yes, like sometimes I think we are, like now from the musician perspective, I think we musicians are capable of so much, but we create these external societal pressures that no, you need this and you need that. And it's like, no, look within yourself. What are you good at? And honestly, and actually, even if you're not good at, what are you fun, like having fun doing? And we realized, I mean, I studied design. I studied graphic design. I studied fashion design. I can do basically the whole graphic visual aspect of the project. Mm-hmm. And I do. And he basically studied like politics. And no, and he worked in marketing. And we realized, fuck, actually, we are already doing so much. And we realized that the people we were collaborating or working with up until that point were more of a break, because you can work on your project somehow all the time, but a person that would work for you maybe has these 2 hours per week that can invest in you, which it makes complete sense, obviously, you know, but that's the thing. And then we realized, hey, you know what, when we are on our own, actually this goes faster and this goes way more fluid, and we're a two-piece band, so it's easy, like, and we trust each other. We don't micromanage each other. He fully trusts me with what I do. I fully trust him with what he does. So, yeah. And then even now with the album, like, we can directly talk to our partners. We don't have to go through the, hey, can you ask that person if this is... No, you just go directly and you skip so much middlemen, like, literally.
Yeah.
And we realize, fuck, this is so, so free. When you get rid of all this made-up bullshit bureaucracy that sometimes we force ourselves to surround ourselves with, and you are like, come on, like.
Und für uns ist es auch ein bisschen ein politisches Statement, auch zu sagen, schau dir mal an, wohin die ganzen Umsätze in der Musikindustrie gehen, wo die real ankommen. Und es sind nicht die KünstlerInnen, die das Produkt unter Anführungszeichen der Musik schaffen, sondern das sind alle Mittelmänner, und es sind auch wirklich Männer meistens, die das machen. Und wir haben gesagt, hey, das ist eigentlich sollte es genau umgekehrt sein, ja. Also, es muss auch diese musikindustrielle Machtfrage eigentlich anders gedacht werden. Und so haben wir für uns auch gesagt, hey, wir schaffen es aktuell selbst. Wir haben auch, also die Kapazitäten dafür. Wir wollen das auch selbst machen. Wir wollen da auch selbstbestimmt agieren. Und ich glaube auch, dass es ein nachhaltiges Konzept sein wird, weil viele, viele Artists aktuell wechseln werden auf dieses System, weil sie auch sagen, hey, ich investiere da so viel Zeit, Energie, auch Geld, und nichts kommt zurück. Und wie willst du dann von dem leben? Also irgendwo muss da mal an den Schrauben gedreht werden, dass es weggeht von diesen eigentlich patriarchalen Strukturen.
Ja, yeah, because at the end of the day, you really think, I don't have a 9-to-5 job, let's say, but I end up working for some random dude eventually.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, I want to work for me. I want to work for the people that actually believe in me. I feel like, as cheesy as it sounds, I think our fans are my boss somehow eventually. I am my boss, and my people is my boss eventually. And I have to prove myself to them and to myself, not to some person that came out of nowhere that has no sensitivity whatsoever with anything.
Yeah.
And it's just there for the cash. And I'm like, well, then make cash somewhere else. Like, yeah.
War das für euch kreativ vielleicht dann jetzt oft in dem letzten Jahr auch ein Problem, weil man sich ja plötzlich auch mit so vielen anderen Dingen beschäftigen muss? Also ist das euch dann vielleicht auch hin und wieder in den Weg gekommen, dass ihr vielleicht jetzt nicht nur rein auf die Musik konzentrieren könnt?
Not really. I think it's, I mean, obviously like social media and being on TikTok and all those things, but I think once you really, like now talking more like business, you get your brand identity as a musician, it's just another medium of expressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't hate social media. I love that thanks to social media, I have a direct contact with my fans, that I every day get my feedback, literally. I don't have to wait to play live to get messages, that every time I share content, it's authentic and I'm having fun. And I think it's the whole purpose of it. I understand a lot of musicians, obviously, that it does not work because... Yeah, in this economy, you cannot be very, you know, mysterious, introverted musician anymore if you want to reach people. That's how it is. But also, I don't know, for us, it's different tools. And also, you have to keep the sacredness of the processes. So if we're making music and we're in the studio, that's what we're doing. And then you're in completely mindful in this moment doing it. I'm not then doing TikToks while I'm mm-hmm. recording in the studio in that sense. But then when I have the time to sit in my computer mm-hmm. and have to cut the content, then I have this day that I'm cutting the content. So, and it's basically to see it as different sides of the same.
Yeah.
So you make like office hours and then you have like creative hours, or how do you?
Wie macht ihr das? Also ich glaube, es verschränkt sich einfach sehr. Ja, also. Wir denken auch gar nicht so viel drüber nach. Mhm. Und ich finde, es hat sich irgendwie so natürlich ergeben. Es ist halt part of the game, also wie man so schön sagt. Also es ist einfach, heutzutage gehört es halt dazu, wenn man Musikerin ist, dass man das halt auch mitspielt, Social Media oder E-Mails schreiben. Es sind sehr viele E-Mails immer. Aber ja, es ist halt einfach Teil davon. Und ich glaube, das Wichtigste ist immer, der Weg ist das Ziel. Also wenn man das trotzdem genießen kann, dann, und es ist ja auch was Schönes, man bringt das Projekt dann immer weiter. Ist ja nicht so, dass man was macht und dann wird es schlechter, sondern es wird ja immer besser. Und das ist das Wichtigere. Und wir haben auch Spaß dabei eigentlich meistens.
Yeah, you, and also we're very structured. Like, I am a Jungfrau and he's Scorpio. And no, but it's true. Like, and I'm really structured. So, you know, there's this Excel for the whole month. These are the things to do, to post, whatever. And then you can chill. Like, once you have somehow a structure, you actually automatically get freedom. So, and it's not like we have someone pressuring us. Mm-hmm. We need you to post this. If I don't feel like it this day, I can do it the next day. It's also not like such a strict system. But it's cool to also be able to jump to different things. It's like a palate cleanse, you know, if you're doing something and you're getting a little bit stuck into it, and then you can quickly, you know, like smelling coffee in between smells to change.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little bit the thing. Okay, I'm going to just, you know, cut a little bit of this and then I can go with fresh ears to that thing or so.
Wenn du gesagt hast, der Weg ist das Ziel, auch das Ziel war von Anfang an live zu spielen und mit den Menschen direkt in Kontakt zu treten. Kann man das vielleicht so sehen bei euch?
Ja, also wir sind jetzt definitiv keine Kaffeehaus-Playlist-Band.
So. This is so fast.
Ja, also wir haben das auch nie probiert und wollen wir auch nichts. Für uns ist wirklich einfach Konzerte spielen, mit Leuten interagieren. Wir gehen auch extrem gern. Eigentlich nach jeder Show, wenn irgendwie möglich, gehen wir noch zum Merch, schauen, dass wir mit den Leuten reden, etc. Also es ist einfach extrem cool, vor allem, weil wir auch viel international touren. Das heißt, es ist auch voll spannend, die ganze Zeit neue Kulturen, neue Menschen kennenzulernen. Es ist halt extrem bereichernd.
It's like a community feeling. Ja. And it's what makes it real, right? Because I think there's clearly different, like, types of musician. Mm. I think it's very, like, I always make the example, like, the parallelism between fashion and music. And in fashion, you have high fashion, you have ready to wear, you have cruise collections, you have whatever. So you have many different, and you would not have, let's say, in a fashion week in Paris, you wouldn't have Zara and like Zara and you know, and Dior. It would not make sense. And no one would expect that. They know Zara does their collections in, you know, in Galicia, and Dior makes their collections in Paris, and everyone has their own tempos, and everyone has their consumers, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel with music, it's still this step to be done of digital musicians and live musicians, because obviously there's this, it is not a secret that festivals are going a little bit down with assistance of people. Every year there's less people. It's being hard to pull people to festivals. And that's always something that this is maybe the problem, because like there's digital musicians being brought to the live scene where those, mm-hmm. they don't pull people. And mm-hmm. you can have maybe 100,000 listeners, but then 50 people come to your show. And you can have, we know people that have less than 1,000 listeners, monthly listeners, and they fill up clubs of 500. And this is the thing that at some point, obviously, as a musician, you have to think, okay, what do I want to be? A playlist musician? Do I want to be a digital musician, a viral TikTok musician, which is completely okay? It's completely
fine.
Ich
habe mir das auch gerade gedacht, das ist auch
completely total okay, oder? Yeah, because also, it's also completely okay if you want to be Zara or you want to be Dior, you know? It's, well, you know, Zara fast fashion, all the ethical stuff there. But now from a business perspective, both things are completely, you know, doable and making good income. But as a musician, of course, there's a point where you're like, okay, do I want to be live? Do I want to be... And for us, it was, no, we actually want to be live musicians. The digital music thing is not what it fits us, what, like emotionally or on a soul level. And we need to create this communication, this community. And again, it's not like one is better than the other. It's just there's different types, right? Mm-hmm. And I think as a musician, at some point you have to make this decision, because you cannot be with one step in each side, because then you just blend. You're just in between things. You cannot be in between things. You must make a decision. At least for us, it was like that, and it felt like that. Mm. And since we make that decision, suddenly we're like, okay, this is where we're going. And it made everything just made sense. And also a lot of pressure went out of the window, because then we realized, okay, actually, no, we will never have a coffee playlist hit. We will never have I don't know, we won't make it to the playlist of the 100,000 followers, maybe. Like listeners, because that's also a thing. Spotify, you have the active listeners and the passive listeners and passive listeners. You know, there's so many things where you are like, you know what? I just wanna play and see the people and
stay connected to the audience.
This is for me real. What is a listener eventually on a platform? As I say, we're more organic, like purely. And so, yeah.
War das von Anfang an irgendwie auch so klar, oder anders gefragt, wie habt ihr überhaupt zusammengefunden als Musikerinnen?
Also grundsätzlich haben wir uns über Dating-App kennengelernt.
Stimmt das wirklich?
Das stimmt tatsächlich, ja. Und dann hat, also ich habe anfangs nicht mal gewusst, dass Patricia Instrument spielt oder auch gut singen kann.
No, because I studied music like in, you know, as a extra school activity.
Yeah.
And then I basically use music as a for myself
thing. How old were you when you like started?
That was in school. I was in the conservatorio, the liceo in Barcelona. And I don't know, I was school age. I don't know anymore, like 12.
Okay.
But for me it was more like, yeah, you do your journaling. It doesn't mean that then you publish a poetry book, you know, you just do it for yourself. And so for me,
that
music
you were
was that.
Writing lyrics,
but okay. As a, for me. And Paul was, let's say, a musician in the out. And so, yeah, I remember that after knowing him for some time and I was, you know what, I felt comfortable and he was like safe space for me. So I was, I can maybe show him these things. I joined him also on tour with other bands and I had this thought of, I can do that. And in some moments I was like, I can do that better. I'm going to try that.
But before you never thought about being a professional musician?
No, I mean, obviously when I was an emo teenager, I was like going to all the, I've always gone to shows, always. I was
you were emo teenager?
Yeah, super
really?
Emo. Don't you see it?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and I was going in Barcelona too. I had this like bunch of clubs. I used to do that of just going to whoever. I didn't care who was playing. I just went. I loved the concert scene. I love this whole collective experience energy you create in a concert. I liked that always since I was a teenager. And then, but I never thought, oh my God, I'm gonna, you know, do what I'm doing now. I loved it, obviously. But I thought that, you know, it is such a crazy dream. I didn't have any reference. I don't come from a family of artists. I didn't, this was never an option. Okay. Being an architect was an option, being a whatever, but not being a musician, that's like, and there, obviously, when I was like joining Paul on tours and things like that and going more into the music scene, I realized, fuck, I think I can do that too. And yeah.
But you met in Vienna.
We met in Vienna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was studying in the Agavante fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I came to Vienna.
Und die erste Single ist ja schon 2019 erschienen, stimmt das?
Ja, yeah, right before COVID.
No, genau, kurz bevor die Covid-Pandemie.
Ja, best time.
Ja, bis letztes Jahr war. Genau.
Yeah. Was war das mal für euch so ein, okay, wir setzen da mal irgendwas frei und schauen mal, was das auslösen könnte, quasi?
Basically.
Eigentlich schon, ja. Also wir hatten das, ist auch nicht mit viel Intention gemacht, sondern wir haben es mal geschaut, wie das ankommt. Aber Running war dann eigentlich hat relativ viel Resonanz bekommen am Anfang gleich mal. Ja. Obwohl wir jetzt musikalisch in eine komplett andere Richtung gehen oder gegangen sind.
Ja, schon, oder? Ja. Aber trotzdem spürt man noch immer diesen, also man hat es damals schon irgendwie rausgehört, wo ihr quasi jetzt hin entwickelt habt.
Okay, cool.
Also jetzt irgendwie gedacht. Nice. Obwohl es noch irgendwie ganz anders klingt.
Voll. Also ich glaube, ja. Das stimmt eigentlich, ja. Also ich habe nicht so drüber nachgedacht, und die Essenz ist
The Essence
gleich,
is there, which is the piano, the drums, the synths and the heavy heart.
Heavy heart ist, ja, das stimmt. Das war mal so ein Versuchsballon quasi, den er mal so steigen hat lassen.
Genau, ja, und auch weil man, also für mich, ich bin seit ich 10 Jahre bin Schlagzeuger, also habe davor eben auch in Orchestern gespielt und sowas, aber weil Schlagzeug ist mir eigentlich immer so der Hintergrundtypus und bin ich auch immer noch, aber nachdem wir uns dann als Duo irgendwo entwickelt haben und Patricia halt auch einen anderen Approach zu Songwriting.
I told him at the beginning, here in this project you have a voice and I want to hear it. And also, you come up front, you step to the front and you also are here in the active position, like the creating position, we're at eye level. I'm not gonna be the front and you on the back as a drummer. This is.
Es ist dann irgendwie weggegangen von diesem Basic Indie-Rhythmus. In der Strophe spiele ich das, im Chorus ist das, in der Bridge traue ich mich aufs Becken zu gehen. Sondern es war dann eher so, okay, Schlagzeug, es hat auch was Melodiöses irgendwo und gibt halt mehr vor als nur den Beat, sondern auch gibt auch sehr viel Feeling, und das in Kombo mit Piano und Voice, du hast halt dann wirklich so diese extrem basischen Instrumente auf einmal zusammen, die halt wirklich schon fast schon seit Menschheitsgeschichte an da sind. Also über Beat und Vocals sage ich das, was von Anfang an da war. Und Piano ist halt das melodiöse Instrument schlechthin.
Even though now the piano sometimes morphs into like synth sound, but basically keys.
Aber fürs Schreiben an sich ist das immer noch da.
Yeah. For melodies, definitely. Piano is the way.
War es für dich eine Überwindung, quasi dann auch so nach vorne zu treten? Und voll. Weil du kannst jetzt ja irgendwie auch beides sein. Oder du kannst dich ein bisschen mehr im Hintergrund halten, schätze ich mal. Aber du kannst auch nach vorne treten.
Voll. Also ohne da jetzt Schleichwerbung für unsere Live-Konzerte zu machen. Aber wenn du zu einem Konzert von uns kommst, wirst du sehen, wie wir das real auch machen. Ja, also es hat sich da auch einiges geändert, aber irgendwie finde ich es auch cool, weil vor allem live dann viel nähere Connection zu den Fans da ist. Besonders als Drummer bist du halt immer irgendwo hinten, wo noch Platz ist und so. Ja. Ist jetzt, wenn wir auch nur zu zweit auf der Bühne stehen, ist halt viel mehr Platz für uns beide irgendwo, ja.
War das etwas, was du wolltest oder wo du dich auch sehr überwinden hast müssen, quasi?
Ich glaube, weder noch. Es ist irgendwie so gekommen. Also ich habe es akzeptiert und habe es dann aber extrem cool gefunden und weiß es immer noch sehr zu schätzen, weil das auch nicht was Normales ist. Ja. Also irgendwie, ich bin sehr dankbar auch dafür, dass ich da auch als Drummer auf Eye-Level dabei sein kann. Das ist schon extrem cool.
Aber hast du da was in dem Paul gesehen auch quasi, dass, also was er vielleicht selber noch nicht so wahrhaben wollte?
Totally. I see the people. I see the hidden talent. This is a talent of mine. No, but really, I could see, like, especially I think, you know, toxic masculinity, and many men have these hidden sensibilities and sensitivities. And I was like, fuck, I know he has so much to share. And especially, I think with music, sometimes, obviously with words, putting things into words, and it's a complicated thing, but I'm like, this guy needs a little spotlight. He has some stuff to do. He has some things to share.
Und das ist ja auch total schön, oder, dass wenn man Menschen kennenlernt, die quasi etwas sehen, was man vielleicht selber noch nicht so verinnerlicht hat.
Auf jeden Fall, das ist eine coole Erfahung.
Seid ihr dann, weil ihr das schon jetzt öfters angesprochen habt, aber seid ihr dann auch eher so mit Künstlern, sage ich jetzt absichtlich, und auch mit Bands aufgewachsen, die, also so eigentlich, wo es jetzt keine Frauen gab, vielleicht in den Bands überhaupt und so. Und also wie sich das quasi auch auf euch ausgewirkt hat. Weil das ist ja, wenn man immer nur mit Künstlern zu tun hat, die man hört, und Bands, die rein aus männlichen Bandmitgliedern bestehen, dann macht das ja wahrscheinlich auch was mit dir.
Voll. Also selbstreflexiv, ich habe fast, bevor wir angefangen haben, habe ich fast ausschließlich männliche Artists gehört. Also auch wenn es vor allem wenn es Vocals geht, und auch alle Drum-Idole, die ich hatte, waren alles Männer.
I had to introduce him to Lana Del Rey, to Lorde, to Florence, to all the girlies, and now, yeah.
Ja, jetzt höre ich aber fast nur mehr female-led
Bands. But I was like, also, no, you have to listen.
Ja, auch wenn wir gehen auch gerne auf Festivals als BesucherInnen,
ja.
Und ich bin dann, es hat sich voll geändert bei mir auch als Konsument. Es ist mir taugt es viel mehr. Also wir waren bei
Primavera.
Ja, wer war die geile Show?
Wie war Dui?
Na, die andere, die mit dem Schloss auf der Bühne. Mit dem Castle.
Mit der Art fucking Chapel Run.
Chapel Run.
Hello, sorry. Our friend. I
das
mean,
war
einer
der besten Shows, die ich jemals gesehen habe.
Ich habe sie leider noch nie live gesehen. Oh, aber
Wahnsinn. Das war crazy. Das
muss super sein, oder?
Und vor allem war das der
All Crash. The girlies struck their boyfriends. Yeah. All the boyfriends were converted right after that show.
Ja.
It's really...
Ja, und es war so ehrlich einfach. Das war nichts aufgesetzt. Das war auch einfach ein Wahnsinn.
Yeah.
War,
I always say it. A dude can go on stage in a huge arena with ripped jeans and a basic t-shirt and a guitar. And that's enough. But as a woman, you have to put on a show. You have to put on an outfit. You have to do the makeup. You have to do all the flashy. So, of course, like the difference of show and expectations for a woman or a man are very different. I don't think when you could think of any big artist right now, that would be where she is if she would not match it with this whole world. Which on the other hand, I think makes it more of an interesting artist because she creates a world. And sometimes the dude is just the dude with the guitar on the stage.
It is like that.
I mean, there's also very interesting male, like 21 Pilots. The shows are incredible. Yeah. That's super nice. I like also when both offer that. But yeah, I think eventually there's this formula of the boy band where, I had to put this out of Paul eventually because it's so, as I say, it's okay. As I say, everything is okay. Everyone can do whatever they want. But there's some kind of, when you have like a message to convey, you need maybe like a openness and kind of to get rid of all these societal pressures and all this toxic masculinity and all this noise. And then you can really tap into the essence, which is at the end of the day also like a genderless thing. Mm. You are everyone, we are all capable of it. And we just have to get rid of all that.
Aber habt ihr das Gefühl, dass da, also ich habe eigentlich schon das Gefühl, dass da was aufbricht, weil ich bin ja auch so aufgewachsen, dass ich hauptsächlich und habe das lange auch nicht hinterfragt, weil es irgendwie leider so normal war, dass halt hauptsächlich männliche Bands waren oder Künstler. Aber mir kommt vor, so in den letzten 10 Jahren tut sich da schon einiges. Also natürlich auch, wie Festivals kuratiert werden und so. Es gibt natürlich wahrscheinlich nur immer Festivals, die hauptsächlich von männlichen Bands dominiert sind, aber so. Oder wie nehmt ihr das wahr, wenn ihr auf Tour seid und spielt?
Ja, ähnlich. Also ich glaube auch, dass es so Aufbruchs von gewissen Strukturen gibt, auf jeden Fall. Mhm. Ich glaube aber auch, dass noch extrem viele Gatekeeper existieren, männliche, also ausschließlich männliche, die das auch nicht wollen und wahrlich verhindern zu versuchen. Und dass da halt noch viel gemacht wird, aber es ist auch, ich finde es auch extrem cool, dass es jetzt auch sehr viele Female Artists gibt, eben wie Florence auch oder Chapel Roan, die das auch ansprechen aktiv, die auch eine Stimme da entwickelt haben und die auch sagen, hey, schaut's mal her, wir verkaufen euch auch 100.000 Tickets hier für diesen einen Festivaltag, und das ist auch ein Fakt. Und wir haben hier auch eine Stimme und das gehört auch gehört.
But the thing is obvious, like what you say, that as a woman, you have to first prove yourself. And you have to prove yourself 10 times up until, okay, some dude opens the door and lets you in. And this is the thing that even though a lot of people fill their mouth with igualdad, you know, like, and this is all fine and inclusive and whatever, it is not inclusive when the only ones included are your friends, you know? And also, you are not more gender bender, master bender when you paint your nails. If you're still a fucking asshole dude singer that on the backstage, you are not even looking at me when I'm talking to you, or you don't acknowledge me. And this is so much of that. And obviously, it's a tricky position as a woman because I'm not so famous yet, so I cannot be stepping on the toes of no one. And you still, you are on that such a thin line to be labeled as a diva, complicated artist, just because you ask for water backstage, or because, you ask where the backstage is, or things like that. And I think, yeah, this is still very triggering somehow. And I think as a woman or as a non-binary person, it's still, you have this, to be a good musician, there has to be a vulnerability. But once you're vulnerable, you're naked. You everything can touch you. So it's super tricky how to manage this hour or whatever, 60, 75 minutes, half an hour that you're on a stage, you're completely vulnerable. The moment you step off the stage, oh my God, put on the armor because you're going to get punched. So you really have to watch out. And this is such a keeping a balance of, I can be open and vulnerable here, but here, watch out because they're gonna use that vulnerability against me. And you have to protect yourself constantly. And this is actually very fucking draining and exhausting. And I think obviously the system is changing, but there's a lot of, you know, like looking like and aesthetic and being like feminist core in the industry, but it doesn't go very deep. It's just a surface, and the real structures are still very, very, very hard.
Also es sind eher die Strukturen dahinter, also hinter der Bühne, die problematisch dann oft sind, oder halt die Industrie quasi, die dahinter
ist. Und das geht halt auch bis zum Club runter. Also wir haben eigentlich auch immer ein relativ diverses Team mit und auch, also manchmal, also wenn unsere Fotografin mitkommt, heißt dann gleich, er darf die überhaupt auf die Bühne. Und dann sagen wir zum Club, wir entscheiden, wer auf die Bühne darf. Aber wenn unser Fotograf mitkommt, wird gar nicht hinterfragt. Also das ist halt, es sind so kleine Sachen und das ist halt wirklich, es ist extrem crazy eigentlich, also dass das heutzutage immer noch so ein Ding ist.
Yeah, I mean, there's still, as I said, it's wonderful that it is definitely changing. Like, there's good things coming, but everything can change, but if the main structure does not change, you know, it's like, you can change the furniture of the house, but the house is still the same.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is the thing. And this is the thing. But that's a good thing of being completely indie, that we kind of set up our own rules. We have our own sound engineer who is going to look at me in the eyes when he talks to me. He better does, no, but, and you create, that's the thing, you create your universe, and the good thing we feel with us, the universe grows, you have your fans, the fans also are like, you know, you grow this, like wearing a very fluffy, warm coat, and it gets bigger, and you're, you know, protected, and you're safe, and we like to create also on the shows this safe space. You can cry here, you can scream, you can feel whatever you want, and no one judges, no one is gonna be mean, or, you know, you see everything from stage, so I see everything. Yeah. I see everything. No, but like, it is true, it's a difficult thing.
Macht sie da auch so Interventions quasi, wenn ihr jetzt merkt, okay, da ist irgendwie jetzt eine komische Stimmung gerade im Publikum, ist sowas schon mal passiert, dass irgendwie...
Our fans are the cutest, softest people ever. We never, I jump into the crowd. I
really
always love it. Like, because you have a different experience on the stage than on the crowd. And I am a concert goer. I love going to concerts. So I love going to my own concerts too. And I just jump into the crowd. And I'm like, suddenly these, you know, like, I'm not this person on stage being admired. I am part of them having this moment together. And that's wonderful. I cannot do it all the time, obviously, but there's these moments of the songs that I just love it, because I'm like, this has to be experienced collectively. Yeah. What am I doing here alone? Jumping. I have to go there and be with the people. But never, we never, never had any uncomfortable situation. Okay. And we tour everywhere. So it's even like from, we could say from Poland to Portugal, you know, and we go to all the cities in between, and everywhere the characters change, the way they express their emotions is different. But the core, there's a respect, there's, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Aber damit seid ihr ja auch eine Art Vorbild für die Menschen, die quasi zu euch kommen und auch mit eurer Musik vielleicht dann aufwachsen und euch erleben, auch wie ihr mit dem Publikum interagiert und so. Also das, ihr gebt das dann ja auch weiter.
Ja.
Voll, ist, ist euch das irgendwie bewusst auch schon?
Weiß nicht, ich mag ungern Vorbild sein, aber ich mag es, wenn unser Message ankommt und das weitergereicht wird. Das ist auf jeden Fall was Schönes. Und ich mag es auch, wenn uns, also das kommt auch immer wieder zurück, und es ist extrem schöner Energieaustausch. So, und das ist extrem wichtig, ja.
Yeah, I think, like, because somehow we all feel the same things. They manifest in different ways, but the first album was about grief, and grief can be for so many different things, right? And even though I write a type of grief in that album, it resonates with everyone eventually, because this is a universal feeling. So it's not so much about the exact specific thing. And I think it's important, like, this connection, it comes from this very inner thing that we all have, right? And we all are sad or happy, or these are universal feelings. And having this in mind, it's somehow also how we write the music. It's about this universal feeling. And I mean, we see it obviously when touring, that it is universal what we're writing about, because it touches everyone eventually.
Yeah. Und die Menschen machen dann ja auch aus euren Liedern quasi ihr eigenes Ding. Also das passiert ja auch. Das könnt ihr dann gar nicht mehr kontrollieren. Oder ihr müsst quasi auch loslassen können.
This is really a thing. Yes, of course, you write a song and you have this idea. But I love that. I love it. I love it because it's somehow like I don't lose the song. Mm-hmm. The song just grows. So for me, it still holds the meaning. I listen to this song and it's my song, but it's also for... It could be your song. It can be to whoever. I'm not lose. It's not a physical thing that I hand over. It's more a thing that I share and it expands. And it's so beautiful when sometimes we had also interviews or fans that come at the merch and tell us, oh my God, this song was this and that. And they share what it means to them. I'm like, fuck, I never thought of it that way. But now that you say it, true. I love that the interpretation that you did from that, or I love how this helped you through that process of yours, and this is always so fascinating.
Wie ist das bei euch eigentlich passiert, dass ihr dann plötzlich auch so, okay, ihr seid jetzt ein internationales Duo, könnte man sagen, aber trotzdem seid ihr gleich so international auch getourt, und jetzt eure anstehende Tour ist ja wieder durch ganz Europa gefühlt. Wie ist das so passiert, dass ihr euch gleich mal so positioniert habt?
Ich glaube, das ist auch irgendwo natürlich entstanden, weil wir, also als Duo eben international sind, das heißt, wir mögen es beide eigentlich sehr, neue Kulturen kennenzulernen und auch und uns auch davon zu lernen, und irgendwie finden wir einfach, also es ist einfach, also, wie soll ich sagen, es ist einfach extrem geil, wenn du touren kannst. Und ich liebe Österreich, aber es ist halt sehr klein. Und du kannst halt dann die 4, 5 Städte, die Clubs bei einer bestimmten Größe haben, touren. Aber irgendwie ist es dann natürlich, dass, also viele österreichische Acts gehen halt dann nach Deutschland. Und nachdem unsere Musik auch jetzt auch zweisprachig ist, hat sich dann auch ergeben, aufgrund Englisch und Spanisch halt auch noch Spanien mitzunehmen, Portugal, Frankreich. Und wir hatten auch Support-Tourneen, wo wir halt dann auch gemerkt haben, hey, das kommt einfach auch cool an bei einem internationalen Publikum, egal wo wir hingehen eigentlich. Also es war irgendwie, dann haben wir gemerkt, uns taugt Reisen, uns taugt es vor internationalem Publikum zu spielen, machen wir das doch weiter.
It's just we never had this like local hero mindset, because we are not feeling really part of any like local community somehow. Like, I mean, obviously we're in the Austrian, like, Viennese basically music scene, but also in Barcelona and then also in Madrid, and then you realize that somehow when you're honest in what you're doing and you connect with people. This doesn't have any borders. Eventually, we are not talking about things that are very specific from a region. So, what we make music about is everywhere. It is not this very niche thing, and it just resonates everywhere. And we thought, fuck, let's just go everywhere. We love going everywhere, and it's Europe. Europe is so small. It's anything. When you think of it, it's not such a big thing. And obviously, it's awesome to go everywhere as well and tour everywhere and see these different reactions, as we said, because I also feel sometimes that some musicians limit themselves to a region. And we know, because we release obviously in many regions, how a song is loved, like crazy loved in Germany and in Spain. Well, not so much. And then you're like, okay. But then there's a song that in Spain they love. And then in Germany they like, but they're not so crazy. And then you think people releasing music in just one region, and maybe they think, this song, it didn't touch the people, maybe here, but maybe somewhere else, it's the hit and they love it. And then you realize, okay, actually, it's like in your life, you have friends you talk some topics about and other friends you talk other topics about. And it's not that the topics are here boring or not, it's just you find your publicum.
Yeah.
No? Publicum, yeah. And then it's so cool to be able to somehow have these ongoing conversations, no? And everything works eventually.
Spielt das bei euren Konzerten, bei eurer Musik eigentlich noch eine Rolle, wo ihr jetzt quasi verortet seid, dass ihr jetzt quasi vielleicht fix in Wien seid oder halt da ihr euren Lebensmittelpunkt oder so habt? Spielt das noch eine Rolle, so sowas?
Inwiefern? Also,
wie ihr aufgenommen werdet, ob ihr...
Nee, eigentlich oder nicht. Also ich glaube, wir werden, was aktuelle Medienresonanz ist, werden wir halt zumindest von den Medien als internationales Duo wahrgenommen. Also ich glaube, es ist auch bei 21 Pilots fragt es keiner, ob sie, ich weiß nicht, wo sie her sind. Ja, also
von
der
ist,
ja, aber ja, aber es ist ja auch riesig. Also wir sind dann auch aus der EU.
no one
aber es
care.
Fragt niemand, das ist die Wiener Band. Also ich würde es voll verstehen, wenn wir es dann Wiener Austropop machen, natürlich ist das auch Teil deiner Identität, aber unsere Identität ist eher was anderes.
Yeah, no one cares, like, when there's bigger artists, like, but these artists, no one says the British singer, Florence.
Yeah.
And she's just Florence, and I think it also fine, then we are too. From the world to your ears. No, but it's really, it is such a, there's so many things, as I said, actually at the beginning of the talk, that as a musician, as an emerging musician, that you create all these patterns, all these things you have to check, all these boxes, who cares? Right? Then maybe it's relevant where you're from, when you are at the very beginning, but we kind of are reaching the level where it doesn't matter where we're from. I am from Spain. Paul is from Austria. And we are unterwegs the ganze Zeit. And who cares, right? Yeah. And when we're in Poland, then we're Polish. And we are going in it. And we're digging in the energy there. Yeah. And it is like, it is something like that, right? Like, it's also, I'm from Spain, but I'm not from the south of Spain. So for someone in Spain, I am from Catalonia. So I am more like northern, right? I'm not so... But from someone in Austria, oh wow, I'm from Spain, I'm very southern. It doesn't matter, everyone has a perspective, right? So what is it telling you where I'm from? I can tell you that I love yapping and that I'm very gesticulating a lot that you cannot see because you're hearing me now, but I am gesticulating. But the thing is, it is at the end of the day, it's all distractions from the music. Where are you from? How is, are you very thin? Are you having long hair? Who cares, right? Mm-hmm. It's music. And and I think once you realize there's no borders, honestly, what are borders? Who cares? Years ago, there was Czechoslovakia, no?
Yeah.
And years ago, there was, like this is so also such a man-made concept, right? Mm-hmm. So... Music has no borders. And our project has no borders.
Das ist total schön.
Yeah, that's that's so like slogan.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Ist so dieses, jetzt habe ich ja gesagt, okay, das war circa vor einem Jahr, dass dieser neue Prozess gestartet hat, zum neuen Album quasi. Wie hat sich da eure bisherige Erfahrung, auch diese negative Erfahrung auf das Album ausgewirkt? Beziehungsweise ist das zweite Album, wenn man so eigentlich so für das Live-Spielen lebt, ist das überhaupt noch so wichtig, überhaupt so ein Album rauszubringen? Oder bräuchte das es vielleicht gar nicht mehr?
Also ich glaube, einerseits vor dem, was du angesprochen hast, bezüglich Erfahrung, ist unser zweites Album halt, also uns wurde von den Leuten, mit denen wir zusammengearbeitet haben, immer gesagt, wir träumen zu groß, ja, wir sollten bescheidener sein, etc. Und das Album ist eigentlich auch so eine Kampfansage, wo wir sagen, hey, wir entscheiden, wie groß wir träumen und was wir erreichen wollen. Wir sagen, was Bescheidenheit ist für uns. Und das Album ist für uns dann halt auch eben ein Statement, wohin die Reise geht und wohin sie gehen wird. Und ob sich das dann zu einer EP oder zu einer Single oder Auskopplung oder was auch immer entwickelt, ist in dem Fall irgendwo auch irrelevant. Ist auch irrelevant für uns fürs Touring, weil Leute kommen, weil sie uns sehen wollen, ja. Und wenn es da jetzt mehr zu sehen gibt, weil da jetzt ein Album mit 10 Songs ist, ist sicher besser, weil auch das Konzept dann irgendwo so Hand und Fuß hat. Aber ich glaube, es würde auch nicht stören, wenn wir erst nur eine Single nach der anderen releasen, aber die Message halt da ist. Und das war uns halt wichtig. Und wenn die Messages in ein Album passt, umso besser.
Das heißt, es war für euch auch wichtig, quasi dieses Album machen zu können,
ja,
auch, oder?
Vielleicht. Auf jeden Fall.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, as I say, it's not like that we go with everything, so. Okay. It's not like we, as I say, I think it is very important to know where you have to be serious and structured and where you have to be free and unhinged. And this is something that once you find the balance, it's when the fun starts. And this was a little bit this process, this album, was actually realizing, hey, that's where we can have fun, that's not. And then we make the songs, and then it tells a story together, right? And you put them together, and it's like, okay, the message is there. Like, it was really at the end of the album that we are like, aha, that's with the song Hate Me. And that was the last one, and we realize, okay,
also that was all
about. I thank you.
Danke.
Danke, danke.
Der bleibt so hängen und wirkt irgendwie so nach.
Thank you.
Da wollte ich jetzt gar nicht unterbrechen, aber.
You can. If you need to fangirl with me, you can always cut me. And fangirl. Yeah, love the song too. Yeah. It's really, yeah, it was really like the last song, because we started with the song Now I'm Happy, which is the biggest irony of my life, because obviously Now I'm Happy, and then, oopsie, I got ripped off for a whole year, ooh, and then I'm not happy. Plot twist, she was not happy. But yes, actually, yes, I'm happy, because thanks to that, we realize, oh, wow, put away the mask, went out of the cave, no, the plateau,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then saw, okay, what the fuck, I've been looking at the shadows, I'm not in that cave anymore, actually, this is way more bright, and then Hate Me was basically the beautiful bow that laces everything together, is like, okay.
Genau, so fühlt es sich an, also das, yeah, das irgendwie das Ganze noch einmal so auch einrahmt oder so
awesome,
zu einem Ganzen
macht. Nice message for you. It is really like that. Yeah. It is really like that. And honestly, it's like, it's not like I'm going to make an album and I'm going to sit and I'm going to, I mean, some musicians do that. No shame. Again, I'm never shading no one. I just talk like this naturally and it sounds like I'm shading people. I'm not. I'm just sassy. But no, I'm not shading no one. So I know some people, you know, usually boy bands, and they reserve the rehearsal for like 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever. And then we're going to write the songs and for the album. And it's okay. And they do that. And awesome. Love it. But it's not our process. I don't know. We were at a party this weekend, and I was just at the moment that I was overstimulated with so much social interaction. And I just sat in a corner and I started having some ideas, and I just write it on my notes, right? And then, I don't know, like home to home, I wrote literally driving from Barcelona to Vienna, and it was so much snow outside. And I was like, it feels very frozen, like literally and metaphorically in time, this moment. I have to write a song. And then I wrote Home to Home. And it is not like, we tried at the beginning. Eh? We tried, as I say, first time me being a musician baby. And it was like, okay, Paul, take the lead. Let's make music. Paul, okay, let's go to a rehearsal studio. Let's try some songs. Catastrophe. It was like, what the fuck is going on? This is not happening. I cannot do on command. And so this was actually fun times, but yeah. But yeah.
Wann war das?
At the very beginning.
Ja, 2018 dann oder so.
No,
oder
no, well, 19. No,
19. Also wirklich 19 dann. Yeah. Also,
ja, also wir hatten,
erste Single ist dann relativ schnell erschienen.
Auch yes, quasi. Yes.
Okay.
Weil wir hatten das alles probiert und sind dann drauf gekommen, na, es ist.
And then I was like, okay, no, this is not happening. This is not happening. And so, yeah, it is this thing organic. And it's the same with the album. You just put things out. And then eventually we saw there's a pattern here. And this is being cohesive. And it's for me, like with making fashion, this is like a collection. And I feel like every song is like an outfit, right? From a collection. Mm-hmm. And then the album is a collection. And then you're like, sometimes you just need to make this and that. And then you put it together. It's like, oh, that's a beautiful outfit. That made sense now. I don't know. I just needed to do this and that. And yeah, definitely the album became more,
say in Spanish.
Que pones el puño en la mesa. You know, but you do like.
Ach so, ja, das ist, wenn man mal auf den Tisch schaut und sagt, das ist es jetzt.
Yeah, this is, that's it. Ja. That's it. Aber das ist genug. Okay, what do we, and I think, yeah.
Ist es, zwischen euch dann auch schwierig, dann oft bei einzelnen Songs vielleicht denselben Nenner zu finden? Also dann, oder wie haut's ja beide dann mal auf den Tisch und sagt, das reicht jetzt und das ist ja.
It's crazy. We are the same person in two different bodies with two different hair colors and textures because this is really like we never when it comes to creative stuff we are never.
No.
We are going through the things together. Yeah. Like it's just we never had creative discussion of nothing. We both have freedom. Sometimes he comes and it's like, fuck, I have this great idea, and I'm like, awesome. Yeah. Let's work on it. And if it doesn't work, there's no ego. It's like, well, it was a little bit shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just ignore it. Okay. Let's keep going. And same for me. It's like, maybe we can do that. It's like, that sounds very not as good as you think. Sometimes I come up with drum beats ideas where I think I discover the fire and Paul is like, this is drummer 101. Very nice, but we can do better. Like, okay. But then from that, something comes, right? But it's a good thing that we're two people that,
und das macht es dann noch einfacher, wenn wir dann mit unseren Produzenten oder auch mit unseren Mixern reden und die halt dann sagen, ja, es ist aber schon ein bisschen extrem und wir sagen, genau deswegen mögen wir es. Also es muss extrem sein.
Oh my God, this is definitely something that sometimes I don't know why I'm doing things and I studied music and I sometimes know that doesn't make sense also on a theoretical level, but it just fucking sounds good. Like, it's just good. Like, we had it with this song of the album, Fragile Like a Bomb. And in the end, there's a crazy dissonance. Like, it's really off-key and it's not technically good. Like, well, like, it should be a major note. I do a minor note. This is not okay. But when you hear it, it makes you this good uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And this was, like, this is what it should be because this is about the feeling. And if you, this song needs to make you feel in this part, you know, and sometimes when something is a little bit on the way, then you have the big explosion and it's even better, right?
Mm.
And these are the things that sometimes, obviously, it is also a thing as a musician to learn how to communicate what you want, right? And I mean, this I had a lot at the beginning. I was not calling myself a musician. I was like, I make music. I was like, I know. Do you make music? Are you a musician? Well, I make music. And then it's a process to realize, hey, I have a voice in it, or being in the studio and actually speak up and not be, it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Ist das dieses Humble auch quasi, oder wie meint ihr?
That was before auch? Humble. That I had some ideas, obviously, on some songs that I, and it's entirely my fault that I did not, I was not expressing them or expressing the need I had in this song. And now with Humble was really like, I don't care. I don't need you to understand. Just let's do it like that.
Yeah.
It will make sense later. And then you have Hate Me and people love it.
Yeah.
Even though there's clearly some things that on a technical level, rhythmic is not, you know, and the chorus. And there's some stuff that is not, let's say, music, book, study, you know, academic, perfect. Yeah. But this is also what makes it interesting because at the end of the day is, as I say, it's a living thing, music, and we are not perfect people, right? And sometimes you meet someone and they have the nose and it's crooked in a funny way, and this is them. And you're like, never get a rhinoplasty. Your nose is what makes you interesting. And it's not perfect, right, on paper, but that's what makes that person this person.
Unique, maybe. Or
yes. Yeah. And this is what gives the bizarre, right? Mm. And so, yeah, it's the same with making music. I think that was also very clearly known. Get rid of all these structures, like whatever. Let's just do what feels. Mm. If it sometimes we write songs where I'm like, Paul, I know this for a pop musician, an average pop musician, that would be a hit, but it's not giving me mm-hmm. something. This mm-hmm. is a perfect dish, but it's not having any edges. And yeah. this is good, but it is not shaping something. And
maybe you can sell it to other artists.
I know, right? I know. Hire me if you need some ghost. No, I could not.
You could do an AI band.
No, because we create ourselves. That's the True. Thing. But no, but that's the thing. And I think sometimes, like, as a musician, like what I like with us is we get to the level that is not anymore. Is this good enough? No. Is this us? Is this a tour? And this is the point. Yeah. Because, yeah, it is. Many things are very good, but this is not us. And this is where you're like, nah, it has to be us. Mm. And because that's what we realize, the more authentic we are, the more universal we become. And this is the thing. When you try to fake something, you don't reach people because people is not stupid. The fans are not stupid. The audiences, they don't, everyone is lying to you all the time. Everyone is cheating. Everyone is ripping you up. And eventually people are like, I'm not going to go spend my evening with a lie ass person there on the stage, right? I'm not going to. Have that, there's no connection then. So I'm being myself, right? And I mean, my stage persona, which is way more dazzling and bejeweled, but still it is me and I'm not lying to the people. And these people know because you feel it, right? When you go to a concert and you're like,
of course.
This is wonderful, but with many, you know, like, is this an Alex Turner impersonator or is this really an artist? Like, obviously, and you see it, and it's okay, as I say, because I think everyone goes through the process. And probably I was also impersonating people before I found my identity, right? And I think everyone goes through the thing. And sometimes kind of copying or imitating some behaviors make you learn your own, and then you can do it yourself, right? Mm. But I think this was also something that we discussed with a tour. We will be transparent. Like, this is really the thing. This is when real connection happens.
Yeah. Aber wie war das wirklich für dich? Weil da war ja anscheinend so eine Künstlerin, Musikerin, die in dir geschlummert hat, aber die noch nicht so raus konnte oder das nicht quasi nicht keine Option war, an die du vielleicht irgendwie gedacht hast. Aber wie waren dann so diese ersten Live-Momente oder das, kannst du das,
I learned by doing. Yeah, I learned by doing. My third concert was at the Repaban Festival. I tell you, I have no previous any experience whatsoever. And I went through all the phases of the baby music, girly, that starts. I went through the Sacco phase. I went through the Rockerin phase on stage, you know, like covering yourself, not moving, not looking into the crowd, being, oh my God, so awkward. And I don't want people to perceive me, but this weird dynamic of, I don't want to be perceived, but I'm literally on a stage, right? With a spotlight on my fucking face. And in a way, you have this need, you want to be like, you want to connect, but you're like, but don't look at me. And it's so weird. And then obviously as I say, I'm a Jungfrau. So I was really, I can somehow detach myself sometimes from mm-hmm. me and see things with a more objective look. And I look at recordings of me and I'm like, I don't think I'm conveying my message. It's weird. I am saying, hey, I'm here for you. Let's talk. But I am giving you the side of my face and I'm not looking at you. That's not very open for conversation when it comes to body language. And so obviously I realized which also other trajectories of other female artists from any kind of genre or level. And of course it starts like this because again, as a woman, oh my God, boof, it's typical. You want to be perceived, but watch out. Do you want to be very perceived in this way? Are you going to be labeled this too early? And then, yeah, I learn also what make me comfortable, what I like, what I like, what makes me feel more free on stage also to do what I need to do. So I don't wear heels because I don't wear heels on my daily basis, for example. So I wear sneakers because I jump into the crowd and I don't want to, you know, hurt anyone with a heel on the face or something. But like,
it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And also, yeah, I think you find, of course, your codes. As I say, you impersonate some people at the beginning and then you realize, hey, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. And also at some point I accept, yeah, they're gonna bitch about me. They're gonna think I'm a diva already, whatever. Yeah. Because of course, if you're having this confidence maybe on stage, but at the end of the day, it's always never like about not losing the perspective for who do you do that and who do you actually want to connect with. I don't pursue a connection with Anton from random agency that, you know, that still thinks like guitar era was the era, and now anything that doesn't have a guitar is very confusing and unsettling for him. So what are you even doing? Oh my God, no, I'm not looking for that connection, I guess. And yeah, I guess he books this really cool festival, but I have the theory that the point is not to try to gather to these people, but you gather to everyone and you get so fucking loud they cannot ignore you anymore. And then they have to book you even though they don't get you, because you bring the people. And this is also the thing. That at some point, I think also, consejos sin que te lo pidan. But to musicians or anyone's, that thing. Do you think? I mean, this is so like basic 1, 2, 3, music, you know, to do list, but really do your thing, because when you do your thing and you're good in what you're doing and people resonate with you, the trend catches up with you eventually. And this is the thing. We never had this. What is even on trend? We have so many fucking micro trends anyway. Yeah. Everything is trendy. That's it. Everything is trendy. Everything. So there's a moment, there's a scene for everything. And we have friends in the metal scene. They are fucking really? Nice. Yeah, I love it. Love it. I say emo, core, girly, and love screamo, love old metal stuff. And the thing is, this is a complete different scene when you think of it, right? Or anything like that. And then you realize you do your thing. The people find you. When you are with an open heart, people, like the right people gravitate towards you. And then things come at the right time and you cannot force it. Mm. And this is how it is. And then we're like always discussing, yeah, then maybe we don't play the opener slot of this festival, but you know, when we play this festival, we will be on the main stage. And this is the thing. So, hey, it's good, good for me. Yeah. Good genug for me.
Das klingt grundsätzlich eh so logisch, oder, dass man jetzt nicht irgendwelchen Trends hinterherlaufen soll, aber trotzdem, also sich davon frei zu machen und einfach das eigene Ding durchzuziehen, auch wenn es da Hindernisse gibt, ist ja trotzdem total schwierig, oder? Voll. Also das ist.
Und ich glaube, wir haben halt irgendwann mal realisiert, Musik ist ja kein Wettbewerb, weißt du, also es ist ein endlos langer Tisch und jeder stellt einfach seinen Sessel dazu. Aber es ist ja nicht so, dass dir jetzt nur eine Band gefällt und du gehst jetzt nur zu diesem einen Konzert. Also ich glaube, jeder hat so Minimum 20, 30 MusikerInnen, die er gerne hört und wo er super gerne auf ein Konzert gehen will. Aber es ist nicht so wie, dass ich jetzt nur von einem Fußballclub der Fan bin und alle anderen sind doof. Also das ist ja das Schöne an der Musik, dass es einfach eine offene Fläche ist, ja. Und wenn man das mal realisiert, dann ist da so viel weniger Druck da und so viel weniger Stress.
And there's no competition.
Ja, kein
That's
Wettbewerb,
also the thing. Because I think also as an emerging artist, there's always this feeling of gatekeeping and compete within each other. It's like there's no competition. Everyone gets a chair at the table if you. I mean, it's not if you want it and it happens because you're not in Candyland, but hey, if you really want it, you work for it and you put your heart in it. And
aber das ist halt auch dieser Industrieteil, also diese Musikindustrie, wie sie aktuell ist, die will das halt aber auch. Die will halt auch irgendwie so die Artists splitten. Das ist ja auch wie klassischer Kapitalismus, wo auch das Ziel ist, dass die Leute sich individualisieren und Ellbogentaktik machen. Ja. Aber wir haben halt eher so einen kooperativen Approach. Ja. Also wir lieben es auch, mit anderen zu kooperieren, uns gegenseitig zu pushen, etc. Ja,
this is, I think, it is, but it's always what they do, no? Like, they divide y vencerás, no? Like, divide and vencerás, and you will win. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like shit in English, but in Spanish it's more epic, but it's basically the idea of like, you put divisions between the people, everyone gets an individual isolated from each other. That's the easiest thing to control. Mm. But then when you realize, hey, I'm doing this, and this person is also doing that, and those are also doing that, and completely and okay. Win. Because my fan can also listen to
of course,
any other. Awesome. I also go to other people's concerts. I'm not suddenly like, I'm a musician, I'm myself, and I'm an island. No, I also go to other concerts. I am shouting out to other artists. I'm I'm being a fan of, I'm also being a fan of many other artists, and this is, it's a wonderful thing. Mm. Because that's also the thing, there's so much heaviness and so much darkness sometimes, and it's like, fuck, if I wanted all this, I would have go a corporate job, you know, and then and like at least I'm making money, I guess, but the thing is with the music sometimes I'm like, oh wow, my god, why is it everything so heavy, and let's just, this is a beautiful thing we're all doing, right? And it is not saving lives, maybe as a doctor, but
ja, aber auf der anderen Seite, ich meine, es gibt so viele Probleme auf der Welt und so, und quasi mit der Kunst, die ihr erschafft, also muss man jetzt nicht vergleichen mit Ärztinnen und Ärzten, wie du gesagt hast, aber trotzdem ist ja ein Safe Space auch, wie du vorher gesagt hast.
And some people really has been saved by music, as stupid as it sounds, because of course you always think physical health, but what about the mental health? And this is definitely something that everyone, I bet you also, you're having this song that when you think on this moment, you're like, fuck, this really held my hand through that.
Yeah.
And I think that's power. Like music is vibration. Music is energy. This is, it is there, right?
Ja, und auch wie wichtig es für ganz junge Menschen auch ist, so quasi das erste Mal in Kontakt auch zu treten mit Musik und wie einem das prägt und wie einem das irgendwie formt auch und wie viel Kraft das hier auch gibt. Das ist,
ja. Das totally. And also music sometimes helps you translate, right? Some feelings that were somehow buried deep in, and then you can put it out at a concert, screaming, no?
Yeah.
Jumping. In this, again, in these times, as a grown-up, that you can do those things without shame, that you can do those, that's the thing.
Ja. Und wie du früher auch gesagt hast, wo auf der einen Seite Grenzen wieder hochgefahren werden und irgendwie so Kleinstaaten sich wieder irgendwie gegen andere abgrenzen, macht ihr genau das Gegenteil und sagt, da gibt es keine Grenzen, no borders.
Ganz genau. Also das Crazy ist auch, also es ist sogar rein praktisch so, dass wir es auch schon schönerweise haben, dass uns Fans nachfliegen. Also wir haben das war crazy.
Ja,
wir haben Fans
like,
aus Schweden, die haben uns erst in Polen gesehen, kommen nun nach Barcelona zur Show.
Yes, they saw the first time at the Primavera Sound.
Yeah,
And then they were flying to Krakow and they were like, okay, awesome. And now you know that we're coming to Barcelona and they kind of chase us, which is, yes, nice, why not, go for it. And
oder Leute, die uns erst in Tschechien gesehen haben, kommen nun zu unserer Show in Wien. Also es ist extrem schön, also wenn du siehst, hey, diese viele Grenzen werden ja auch nur politisch im Kopf gemacht, weißt, und wenn du das einfach mit Praxis überwindest, dann setzt du ja auch ein Zeichen und sagst, hey, für mich gibt's diese Grenzen nicht. Und das finden wir extrem cool, wenn wir da irgendwie musikalisch auch was bewirken können.
Du hast ganz am Anfang des Interviews irgendwie gesagt, dass ihr sehr strukturiert auch arbeitet mit Excel-Tabellen.
Yes, I'm an Excel-Girlie.
Und jetzt quasi, wo das zweite Album schon so fast da ist, seid ihr dann schon in Gedanken oft einen Schritt weiter? Also plant ihr schon das dritte Album? Oder ist jetzt mal einfach irgendwie auch froh, dass das draußen oder halt, dass das irgendwie erscheint? Und jetzt geht's mal raus in die Welt und live spielen.
I mean, I think definitely everything you say at the same time, because it is, yes, we're in this moment, we're experiencing humble and this is happening and we're on tour. But I think, at least for me, creating is also like being an openness, a mindset. So I am starting to open up to let's say, write songs, to be in this creative thing. I feel I'm ready to write stuff. But as I say, it's not really, this is the part where I don't do Excels. This is the free part.
Yeah.
And it comes organic. So I had these lines that I wrote last weekend and I was like, nice. But it's just anything. I don't know what's going to happen next. And the tour will definitely give so much, right? So I'm open also to this learning and what comes out of this experience, because I'm definitely gonna be different after the tour. I will have new ideas, new experiences, and this is more exciting.
Und das kann sich wieder weiterentwickeln und vielleicht machst du aus diesen Lyrics was, die du dir aufgeschrieben hast, aber vielleicht
maybe we got robbed again. Touching wood.
That's it.
Touching wood very loud. No, but you never know what happens, right? So you cannot plan. As I say, this album is called Humble, and you would have told me 2 years ago, and I would have been, I don't, don't know, would you ever write an album about blah, blah, blah topics? And I did not go through these things. So I could not have imagined, right? And it just happened. So.
Ja, und auch nur um safe zu sein, also der kreative Prozess findet definitiv außerhalb von Excel statt. Also unser Excel-Sheet ist
so war das nicht gemeint.
Nein, nein. Aber unser Excel-Sheet
Don't frame us as the Excel-Nerds, please. Ja. That's so unsexy. Ja.
Ja. Ihr wirkt wirklich nicht so.
No, but it's very bad. No, it is about knowing, you know, you have to know, you have a little bit of a protocol here. Yeah. No, you have to know when you can jump and scream and when you have to be business. And I think this, of course, it is tricky as a musician to navigate these two personas, no, the business and the creative. But it is actually, once you get it, it's easy, right? Some people also have this thing, no, that being in the private or professional, the swift of it is not so easy, but with us it comes naturally.
Ja, es gehört einfach dazu. Es ist irgendwie so, wir trinken zum Beispiel auch beide keinen Alkohol, ja, was für andere aber wiederum zum Projekt dazugehört. Ja, also für viele Musiker ist das ja so,
so
Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll, und für uns ist es halt eher so.
Us is a kombucha and go to bed before one.
Midnight if possible.
If possible.
Yeah. And keeping the Excel updated for admin
Fuck,
stuff.
I know, but the thing is, honestly, health is also, physical health is so important.
Yeah.
Because I know, I'm already doing my cardio and all this and my trainings, because then you cannot expect to go on stage and, and jump over if on the middle of the song I'm out of breath. And this I felt obviously at the beginning, like at the beginning of touring, I was like, oh my god. And I hate to hold myself back if I want to jump and sing for like one full hour. I want to be able to do that. And yeah, I think everyone sets the priorities, right? And yeah, I think, as I say, I was emo, so I'm straight edge.
Vielen Dank für diesen schönen Einblick in eure Arbeit.
Thanks.
Ich würd euch zum Abschluss noch gerne ein paar kurze Fragen gerne stellen. Gerne mit kurzen Antworten. Ihr könnt es aber auch ausholen.
3 hours yapping answers. No. No, we'll try.
In welche Stadt würdet ihr immer wieder gerne reisen? Aber ihr könnt es auch gern, nachdem ihr so gern unterwegs seid, ihr könnt es auch gern mehr Städte sagen.
Oh, what a complicated question.
Also ich glaube, wenn ich es sehe als, wo würde ich gern mal spielen, ist es, glaube ich, definitiv Tokio.
Okay.
Also auch, weil ich einfach großer Japan-Fan bin und Tokio, glaube ich, eine unheimlich coole Stadt, kulturell auch ist, und muss extrem cool sein. Ne?
For me, South America. I want to experience South American crowds. I heard they're incredible.
Das soll verrückt sein, glaube ich, teilweise. Ja.
We're so going eventually. Like, this is happening. I'm manifesting Fix. South America.
Ich sehe immer wieder mal so Konzertausschnitte irgendwie aus.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right. It was so such incredible people there. They're like super cool people. Like, we obviously know some people from different countries in South America. They're all so cool.
Aber das ist auch wahrscheinlich mit dem Spanisch und Englisch und so. Also da würdet ihr wahrscheinlich auch überall super reinpassen.
I know, right? It makes sense. It makes sense. It will happen, because it makes sense.
Gibt's eine Serie oder einen Film, die euch irgendwie verstört haben in letzter Zeit? Gibt's sowas?
Verstört?
What is the English word?
Is it a positive thing or is it a negative thing?
You can see it like positive or negative.
That left an impression on you.
Ah, okay.
In letzter Zeit.
What did you watch? Fuck, it's just...
Oder überhaupt.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm not consuming much movies lately. I'm just reading a lot. Can I say a book instead?
That's my next question.
Awesome. I'm reading your mind. I told you I can do that. Okay. I mean,
was könnt ihr gerade empfehlen? Okay. Welche Bücher?
With books. It's just, I'm such a fangirl of Irene Solà. She's a Catalan writer and she has this book. I was giving it to you in German. Ich gab dir Augen und du blicktest in die Finsternis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, Irene Solà, it's
that's
incredible.
Crazy.
Love it, okay.
Ein aktuelles Buch, oder? A
couple years ago.
Okay.
Oh, aber no, this was, a couple years ago.
Aber es ist noch eine sehr junge Autorin. Auch,
okay. So.
She's my age, basically, she's a baby.
Ja. Und bei mir ist es eigentlich, also sowohl TV-Serie als auch Buch, ist es von Xixin Liu, ein chinesischer Science-Fiction-Autor mit Three-Body-Problem.
Ah.
Also ich bin voll der Science-Fiction-Alien-Fan.
Cool, ist ein Alien-Nerd.
Ja, ich finde es extrem cool, weil er halt auch Hard Science Fiction macht und halt, ja. Also alles, was er macht, ist halt auch irgendwo so science-based, also really, und es ist halt extrem spannend, wie er auch First Contact interpretiert mit extraterrestrischen Lebewesen.
Okay, voll. Kannst du damit irgendwas anfangen? Mit like, dieser Leidenschaft.
Ja, yeah, it's completely okay. I appreciate it. I love it. I love that for him. Go aliens. Invade us, please.
Was ist das schönste Lied der Welt?
Fuck, that's a very... That's like, what's your favorite color question, eh?
I know.
Joder, I don't know. No, I'm not doing that. It depends which genre. Which genre?
Sorry?
Which genre of music? Because you have rock ballads, but you also have
It changes every day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm. I cannot say now because what makes a song the most beautiful, right? Is your personal experience.
I know, it's a tricky question.
I'm not answering that. It's
totally okay.
It's all music. Self-promotion. No, I cannot say because I have my, you know, listening to Fado a lot. I love it. But also, obviously, some beautiful...
It's an impossible question.
Ballad, rock classics, I don't know. It's everything is beautiful, you know, if you look at it with the right attitude.
Gibt's für dich irgendwas? So das eine Lied, auf das du dich gern zurückziehst?
Ja, also ich habe alle 6 Monate eine Phase, wo ich glaube, ich fange Gitarre lernen an.
Mhm.
Und dann ist es immer Foles London Thunder. Weil ich finde das melodiös ziemlich cool. Ich schaff's irgendwie, es auf der Akustikgitarre in Halftime runterzubrettern. Und der Song nimmt mich eigentlich immer wieder mit. Also egal in welcher Phase ich bin, ist es so ein Song, wo ich mich immer wieder neu finden kann. Das ist irgendwie so meine Safe Song.
Okay. So actually, if it's about what you're listening lately obsessively, I would say Mind Loaded from Blood Orange with Karolin Polacek and Lord and Mustafa.
Oh, cool.
This is a very beautiful song. It's very nice. So this would be my beautiful song from this week.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Was soll von euch und von eurer Kunst, von eurer Musik immer bleiben? Habt ihr da eine Idee?
Like, what should stay, like, from our art, you know, like...
You mean, like, years from now when we're not longer here? Is it a very epic question, or is it more like...
How do we want to...
how do you want to be remembered?
Yeah, a little bit.
From meiner Seite ist, glaube ich, so, ich fände es cool, wenn wir irgendwann nicht mehr mal sind, dass die Leute sagen, ja, zu, das war diese extrem arge Liveband, also wo die Shows, also das und das passiert. So, das, wenn das bleibt, wenn das unsere metaphorische Statue ist, dann bin ich happy.
Yeah, for me it's like, basically, like many people tell us at the shows that we change something in them and maybe like Azul helped me in my life, Azul saved me in this situation that we were there, like a kind friend, you know, holding the hand through the dark times, or Atul was my companion, you know, something more like this, that this feeling, warm and fuzzy feeling, that we left a warm and fuzzy feeling on people.
Okay, I can sign that too.
Nice, let's sign it.
Und habt ihr irgendwelche letzten Worte für heute?
Last words.
Last words, oh my
only
god.
Only for today.
Are you gonna kill us? This is all very... You're gonna murder us.
Watch out for the spoon here.
Yes, let's put away sharp objects. Oh, no. You can do the closing. Enjoy.
Okay. 2 things. So I cannot say it in one word. So I would say, because we were before... Also wir haben davor viel über die Musikindustrie geredet und über die Schattenseiten der Musikindustrie. Also es ist auch immer sehr wichtig, die schönen Seiten zu erwähnen. Das ist in Österreich vor allem Musik for Austrian Music Export. Mhm. Also das sind so Institutionen, ohne die wären wir realist nicht, wo wir jetzt sind, ja, oder auch Mika. Die haben uns alle immer so viel geholfen, auch erst im Gerichtsprozess, wo wir waren, oder bei der Internationalisierung etc. Und dafür sind wir unheimlich dankbar, dass es diese Strukturen gibt. Ja. Und dann noch ein anderes Dankeschön an alle Leute, die uns auch live supporten, also unsere und die Menschen, die Tickets kaufen, die uns ihre Zeit schenken, dass sie zu unseren Konzerten kommen. Das ist für uns eigentlich das größte Kompliment, das es gibt.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah, and I think more of a, like for me would be that there was this, that Rosalia said, that when you have to learn to fall, and it's an art to fall eventually, right? And maybe to see life a little bit like that, that obviously like things happen, but you always find a way, you always come out of it. And I think, yeah, like this will be maybe more of a hope message that to whoever is listening, everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be nice. Summer is coming in, I think, 2 to 3 months, the winter months, this is the end of the winter and the light is coming. So hold on.
Was soll das alles? Ist eine Produktion von mir, Philipp Dulle. Folgen gibt es jeden Freitag überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Damit ihr keine Folge verpasst, folgt dem Podcast auf der Plattform eurer Wahl. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und ich freue mich schon auf kommende Woche.